cheap.
So seven beers.
Like a, you should be able to get like a six beer box, like we would get COVID. It's just six mixed beers.
What are you loving at the moment? Yeah.
What's your favourite? Welcome to Bunta Vista. This is a bonus episode. And welcome to the day after the rapture. The rapture did happen, but you're still here because God heard you listening to this podcast and you have been righteously judged. You are not raptured. You will not be raised up to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds or meet the Lord in the air or enjoy the fruits of the kingdom of heaven or get to play the new Battlefield game. You are
not yet anyway, right? Like, does that happen? Do you get another shot? Like, if the rapture happens and then, like, you're still on Earth and then you die later, do you have like a... Is that just like a bonus round to the
selection process?
I don't think you die.
To get the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, that's last chance. You're
gates
not getting
closing
there.
Kind of thing.
I guess that's you're going straight to hell or purgatory. We don't have purgatory in the religion that I grew up in.
This is kind of purgatory after the rapture.
In a way, Earth is kind of like,
aren't we all in kind of a purgatory?
It's kind of imperfect, isn't it? An imperfect world.
Yeah.
You are condemned to continue in this period of severe suffering and divine wrath on earth that will follow. You will be playing Black Ops 7 for eternity. There are no other games left on this earth. The only food chain left is Guzmán y Gómez. Only clothing store is JJ's, the stock they had in 2006. The only beer left is Victoria Bitter. So I'm personally having a great time.
I think I'd be all right. I think I'd be okay. I'm
really
sort of not,
good
yeah.
to me. You guys wouldn't believe it. Andrew, he's not here because he got raptured.
He got raptured.
He's
yeah,
gone.
That makes sense.
Checks out.
Yeah. Sort of kind heart.
It just, yeah. It says here, he watched the normalest porn out of the four of us.
I actually believe that.
I mean, you can never really know a person, can you?
I think he's watching more porn than the rest of us, but it's really normal.
More normal. Yeah. I think he's doing front page stuff.
I think he's selectively front paging. He's going, oh, that's a bit, well, don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a bit evil.
Stepbrother? Don't know about that. Yeah.
I think he's getting to the second page.
You think he's scrolling through to find the perfect one?
Discerning just to be like, gentleman
well, this is just
on the
kind
second
of
page.
Like, busty broad has passionate sexual intercourse.
Yes, the passionate. Yeah. He searches the word passionate.
Passionate. That's a good, I think you get good stuff if you put in passionate.
Do you?
Yeah.
It filters out some of the nasty stuff.
I guess it filters out the nasty stuff. Yeah.
And then you get the stuff that's called like porn for chicks.
Yeah.
I don't think they call
for
it
women
that.
Oh, hell
stuff.
Yeah.
It's all really, it's all really boring.
Yeah. They're all having like a. They're all having like a little mort.
A petit mort.
Yeah.
Mort.
Little mort.
Yeah.
A little mort for you there. Little mort for you, my lady. With us here in Hell on Earth, wearing an Invader Zim t-shirt and a rainbow studded belt, is Ben, who is honestly thriving. He has been rewarded for all of his terrible crimes by the wicked prince of darkness, Belial. I think he probably sucked him off, if we're being honest. So Ben's been promoted to evil sheriff. Hey, Ben, you get to decide now what constitutes a crime in our new reality. Have you got anything off the cuff in mind?
I got to be honest with you. I was mostly focused on the accoutrement of being an evil sheriff.
Studded belt.
Obviously I am stuck with...
You can only shop at JJ's.
Ship from JJ's.
Probably like a fedora, like a Jason Mraz fedora.
JJ's is just never... Like, I don't want to... They sell an affordable t-shirt, an affordable pair of jeans. I don't want to... If you're going there because that's what's in your price bracket, more power to you. I just need you to know, and maybe this doesn't matter to you, which is great. This is awesome. But if you're buying it at JJ's, it's gone from being anywhere near being cool.
Mm.
Like you are behind the curve.
They still
the
got
moment
the
you
same shit, you know. Like if you go into JJ's, it's like Stranger Things
frozen
t-shirts.
In time.
Yeah, pop culture
Hello Kitty,
tees.
Pop culture graphic tees, skinny jeans. Maybe not skinny jeans.
You guys remember, I've probably mentioned this on the podcast before because I feel like whenever I talk to people about this, I feel crazy. I want to say like 2003, 2004, JJ's sold one style of shirt only, and it was a fake double shirt situation. It was just a t-shirt that looked like it had an undershirt, So you'd get a red or a blue shirt, and it had a sewed-on white undershirt on the sleeve.
Oh, yeah. No, I know
like
exactly
what you
mean. Like a long
sleeve one? Yeah. Or just like,
short sleeve.
Oh, back
short
when we
sleeve.
Used to like layer shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd look like you were wearing a short sleeve white shirt underneath your shirt, and the shirt just had the original JJ's logo, which was just a single J in a rectangle.
Wow.
And that well, it was feels like they should have two J's.
It would make a lot of sense for it to have been two J's, but in my mind, it's a single J. And that's the only thing they sold. And now, I think if you could get your hands on one of those as a Zoomer.
Oh, you'd be the king
of
the
drip
Zoomers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they call it now when you have the drip on lock. They got something
else probably.
Are you
still a drip god? Are you aura farming?
Maybe you're aura farming?
Cracked.
Yeah, busted. Something.
Cracked, busted. But, and to any Americans, what JJ's is like a... It's like a
hot
more
topic.
Mainstream hot topic.
It's like hot. It's a degothed hot topic.
Degothed hot topics. You've still got the Invader Zim t-shirts.
Brighter palette, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just more mainstream stuff.
Like when I was,
Rick and Morty
I guess,
stuff.
Like 17 or 18, they only sold like, they were meant to look like retro Marvel t-shirts. So it was like a faded
Wolverine, ones,
a faded Captain America, a faded Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think I had a faded Spider-Man shirt.
I had like 20 of them. Those are all my shirts. I think I started reading comic books because I liked the shirts.
That makes sense.
That was my whole wardrobe for a while. And you could also conveniently get maybe some long pinstripe shorts. You know?
You could get a lot of pinstripe shorts.
And like, and you just like past the knee. You know, like a
just
long,
pass.
A good
oh,
long short.
That's cool
the
again.
Worst. That's the worst length for it. No, it can't be.
That's what
be,
guys
again.
Are wearing now.
That's what's
just
the
past
look.
The knee shorts.
Look,
you want just past the knee, undistressed wide denim. That's what I don't agree with it, but that's okay. The thing at the moment.
Yeah,
I want Zoomers to bring
messenger.
Back the long pinstripe shorts and then like a business shirt, like a white or a black business
They're
shirt.
They're wearing business. This is such a shitty podcast. They are. They're doing the business shirt, but then they're not quite doing. You remember you go to JJ's, you get a business shirt and it would have like pinstripes on it, but also a distressed graffiti style
yes,
graphic.
Like
print
oh, man,
like
what was
one,
the deal with that?
What was the deal with that? That's what I'm asking.
It's sort of Billabong. It's given Billabong. It's given.
Guys
it's
would wear that to the club.
Quicksilver.
Ironic Billabong fancy. Oh, it's graffiti. Oh, it's a business shirt. Oh, the juxtaposition.
I think 70% of my dad's wardrobe is those shirts.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked.
That's not for dads.
That's
for
really fucked up.
19-year-olds that are going to Fridays.
Yeah, that are going to bang.
Yeah.
No, with us also is a man who was supposed to be raptured. His name was actually on the rapture list, but he didn't want to like go and talk to the man or raise a fuss. It's Theo. Theo, do you want me to go and ask
Did anyone
God?
Get...
I can just ask him.
You can ask him.
I can just
I mean,
go and
I don't
ask
wanna,
him for
it
you.
Kind of. I mean, I trust that if I'm down here, there's probably a reason. It's probably like it's not that I've been missed. I think
you
there's
can take
probably,
up space. You can
I
take
trust,
up space
in heaven. In heaven, I can take up space. I don't know.
I mean, Andrew's up there.
Yeah, would be good to see Andrew.
Yeah, you can see our good friend Andrew, who will never be coming back to the podcast, by the way, because he
I've
is in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, bad feeling about this sheriff.
Yeah, I don't like him. We should kill him.
No, I'm great. No, I'm lovely. I'm like a nice guy. I'm like, fine. Yeah. Don't worry. I won't do like much evil sheriff stuff.
I think it's just evil people left, though, right? So we probably should just like
I mean, what
kill
is
him
evil?
To fit in.
Are we not all flawed human beings? Have we not all sinned in some way? Are we not all sinners?
Yeah. First day of the purge, you got to go up to the biggest guy and you got to purge him. That's
what... Yeah.
Okay, do you believe that the purge is the same as the rapture?
No, I think what happens after the rapture would be the purge.
Oh, the purge begins after the rapture has started.
Post-rapture
you think about like
purge.
Because the there would be a power vacuum.
You got to kill the biggest sinner, right? We got to kill Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he is probably. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty intuitive that he just immediately kind of becomes like a prince of hell the moment that this all starts with 20
he's like
legions
being
at his command.
As soon as people floating up to the heavens, he has unfortunately devolved back to his primordial wolf form, kind of just like shedding his skin. No longer has to walk among sheep in disguise. He has gone full wolf man.
Huge wolf cock.
Yeah.
Massive, like, thick, quite
yeah, that's actually why he's called
cock.
Mr. Beast.
You know what I actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I hate him that much. Actually, kind of, there's something about him.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bad boy.
Yeah.
Big.
I think there's something underneath it all huge.
And I, it's not underneath anything anymore. And his show, like, you can really get what they were going for. It's just sort of like the critics are, you know, they got their heads up their own asses and stuff.
He just wants to make people laugh.
Yeah, he just wants to make people entertain people.
Oh, that's a crime. That's a crime, is it? Huge. Yeah.
Theo, I just want to sort of peel back the curtain a little bit. And I just want to know that, you know, I think part of, I think it's really, it's kind of embarrassing to speak openly and honestly about what you like about something that you make. And I think, but for me, with this podcast, something I really enjoy is that when we're having a good time, we just enter a sort of a conversational flow state, you know, where we're just making sort of random associations. We're just talking, we're just laughing, we're just having a good time.
It's just straight off the top of your dome,
is that you get to feel really unselfconscious because you're just talking to three people that you love and you trust.
Yeah.
Now, your wife is sitting 2 meters away from you. Do you think it's maybe like changing at all? Like the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Although I haven't said the words wolf cock.
You didn't want to talk about the big wolf cock.
She just left.
Cock.
She literally just left. So
she just
you're
walked
open
out.
To saying
so I'm
it
in
now.
The clear of saying wolf
you're
cock.
In the clear, big wolf cock.
No, it's probably fine.
I think that.
It's probably.
Do you think that you might have said wolf cock if she hadn't been sitting there? Because
I
she would have shot
possible.
You a look.
Yeah.
If you'd just been like in a big wolf
a big
cock,
old, yeah.
She would have given you the classic Caitlin look.
With the thorns on it or whatever.
And it's a withering look.
Yeah.
With thorns?
It'll kill you.
I don't know. And then they got like hooked cocks. Is that cats?
You think about the knot.
I'm thinking about
the duck dick, right?
I'm thinking about the knot. No, the duck dick's
that's a spiral.
That's a corkscrew. Yeah.
Let's
corkscrew.
List all the types of penises we know.
Yeah.
First off, mine.
Yeah.
Actually, the first one I was familiar with.
Yeah.
First one I ever saw.
There are many like it. This is mine.
Not that many, I don't think. Penises. They sometimes come up in stuff we talk about in Paging Dr. Lucy. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy. If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy. This comes to us from Cockold Psychology. Bull a fan of rival sports team.
What about the cuck?
Well, I think it's implied, right? By that, the fact that there's a rival sports team for the bull to be a fan of implies that the cuck must be a fan of the other team.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It can't exist in a vacuum.
I don't think a bull's your rival. Anyway,
my team's a rival of everyone. Has anyone played around with this with their bull or even their partner? Last night, my partner and I played out some scenarios with her finding a bull who roots for a rival team. Seeing how hot it turned her on when she got into detail about it, I'm kind of surprised this isn't talked about more. Am I just missing it?
I mean, the Bulls team's got to be better than your team, right?
Well, yeah, because what if
you're got to go for the shittiest team.
You got to go for like a
Patriots.
Like
if I had a bull that Bulls went for the Patriots, Pittsburgh right? Penguins, yeah. That wouldn't really upset me that much because like they suck too.
Oh, all the cucks must have been so disappointed when like because they were going for that team in like Moneyball, whatever that team was.
The Oakland A's.
Oakland A's. And then it got good, and they're just like stomping on their little hats.
They called
Billy
the
Boy made them too good.
Wait,
they're called the Athletics.
Mathematics.
And the A's.
Athletics. Yeah,
they're called both. Yeah,
those guys. I would. This is just me, but in the conversation that would come up during a sexual encounter, it would be hard to integrate.
Ooh, what team does he got? I bet he's a Patriots fan. I bet he goes.
But
for
are
the
they
Bucks.
Talking? Are they talking about like some like emasculation foreplay? Like they watch the game, they watch the cucks team lose, and then they go and watch him fuck his wife.
I think it's just a point of aggravation that like you're you're like a big Packers fan, and then the Bull comes over and he's wearing like a Bears jersey, and he's like, he's fucking your wife in front of you, and he's like, "Do you see the Packers' performance last week? Pathetic."
Yeah.
Pathetic.
And you're like, "Oh, I've hated Bears fans my whole life, and now one's fucking my wife."
Yeah. And he throws a rope onto your side of the bed.
Yeah, just a little one, just like, "Oh, ah, ah."
How does this come up? How does this come up in conversation?
How does this come up?
What team does he go?
I think this is lending something to my thesis that this is deeper into the American psyche than we think. Mm. People think of the cuck thing as being like a fringe people, you know, just for your online porn addicts.
Oh,
or
no,
whatever.
I reckon it's less fringe than you'd think. I think it's more common.
In like every American home. If we're talking about guys that are watching like the football, watching their Friday night football every week or whatever the fuck, and they're thinking about how much they hate the Bears while like a guy's fucking his wife. Like, this is every normal family in America. There is a cuck dynamic unfolding. That's my belief.
Mm. Yeah. I think you're right.
I wish
they specified the teams. I want to know what the cuck's team is.
Man, well, see,
it's like a Leafs fan.
I reckon he doesn't even have one. He's proposing this as somebody like wanting to set up this situation, and I just don't think he's kind of immersed himself in like sports or whatever to get to this point. I think he's being too mathematical about it. He's being too thoughtful. I think the cucking has to come up naturally, right? Like, it can't just be like, "Oh, I'm looking for someone who goes for a better team than me."
I think he wants a big time job.
And like, he turns up and like, it turns out that he's just a really good cook. and sort of some more like exotic stuff than you're used to. But, you know, your wife is into it and you're like, "Hey, you know, I thought I said we could cook some okra and you said they're too slimy, and now you're just like, you know, really sort of just like slurping this up, etc." And she's like, "Well, yeah, but..."
You never want to try anything new is the thing.
Yeah.
So me and my bull have to cook.
That's right. And then later he's going to fuck me from behind.
He's so hung up.
Wife's no longer in the...
Can I give you guys some of the replies to this on Reddit?
Please. Can you give us some downward sizzle? Can we have some sizzle from later on in the page?
This sounds kind of hot. You could do all sorts of games with this when your teams are playing together. If cuck's team scores, the bull or wife slap the cuck's balls, so he kind of wants his team to lose. Oh, they just got a field goal. Ah! Oh no, I wish my team would stop scoring points. Yeah. Oh, my team just got a touchdown.
Every time they score a goal against your team, the bull is going to take a big wet bit of rope. He's going to swing that up. Demolish your nutsack.
Oh man, there's a really good bit on a recent, I think it might be a bonus episode of BigSoftTitty.png, where Tom sounds absolutely heartbroken that Demi doesn't know about the bit from Casino Royale where he gets his nutsack hit with a bit of rope.
I didn't know about this. I've never seen it.
Oh my god.
Lucy.
It's arguably the best Bond movie.
I'm not a Bond guy. Are you a Bond guy? Or is
I'm
this
a
just
Bond guy
a, is this just
Daniel
an objectively
Craig.
Good movie?
It's really
good
movie. It's got Daniel Craig's kind of strapped to a chair, and Mads Mikkelsen,
right?
Just like whomping his nuts with a huge wet rope.
Yeah. It wasn't really in my pantheon of eroticism. But it arrived in there, and I said, "Welcome."
Yeah,
hope that doesn't awaken anything in me.
Filing that away.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen. Anyway, you should watch this.
And he's a young Mads Mikkelsen too. Just off of Pusher.
Yeah,
he's looking
real good.
I like him old.
You got to watch.
Oh, you're like a daddy Mads.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Talking like that.
Don't say that.
If the Bulls team scores, the wife gives the bull a minute blowjob, or it could be minute. Hard to read from.
Hey, can
just
you
a little blowjob?
Can you just go on that for a while and then stop?
This is kind of the part of it. Like, there's an element of something about rules and something that is sexual, but there's a kind of gaminess where you're just being silly. You're like, oh, 60 seconds blowjob. Grow up.
Yeah, this is silly. Playing like Cards Against Humanity, but cuck stuff. Like, yeah, come on now. Nonsense.
If you've got to consult the rules, like, oh, fuck, what did we say if it was like a, I don't know anything about American football. What do they got there? Oh, it was a
touchdown. They touchdown? Got a field
goal. They got touchdowns. They got field goals.
Fumbles. Interception.
Yeah. If there's a reversal of play.
First down. 1 minute blowjob.
Yeah.
Just a little finger up the asshole because there was a reversal of play. If the Bulls team wins, Cuck gets to watch them fuck. But if the Cucks team wins, he has to sleep in the other room. It's a really perverse incentive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now the Cucks
sleeping over.
I think, you know, healthy.
Like, but
are you all sleeping
like,
in the same room though? When the Bull sleeps over,
or is the Cuck just going to bed early, curling up on the?
Come on, man! That was an afternoon game. It's 4:30. Go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed.
Go
it's
to sleep
bedtime.
Now. No
we
devices,
bedtime, bitch.
Turn
we
your light off.
We absolutely have Cuck listeners, right? Like, into there's no
the
way
guests.
There's not someone listening to
this.
That's
but they
like wants
this,
to send us an email, being like,
they like us making fun of it.
Of course, he sleeps over.
Yeah, I'm making breakfast.
This isn't one of those things where I think I can. I get it. I understand what part of the brain that it's like.
It's a very direct line. It's just like sexual eroticizing your insecurities. It's direct line. Makes sense.
But also, don't be a nerd about it.
Yeah, just don't go on the
internet and post about it.
I do
kind of want to
hear about this, though. If this is you and you're listening to this, what and you got to anonymize your email or whatever, make
a fake
email account, whatever, who cares? And just be like, let us know. Let us know what we got wrong. Yeah. Genuinely interested in this. But I do believe 90% of people listening to this are cucks. That's just my belief.
90% of like
and
our
very
listeners
successful
in
ones
general.
Too. Like maybe like the CEO of Suncorp or something. CEO of Commonwealth
Well, they usually
Bank.
Are, aren't they?
Yeah.
CEO of...
I think all of our listeners are very powerful people.
Liz Truss.
They're all cucks. Liz Truss.
Believe it.
The shirt.
Yeah. Big time BV head.
Yeah.
Another one here. This is still a fantasy for me, and I would be thrilled if my wife finally decided she was into this and wanted to fuck another guy. But if I found out the guy was a diehard Packers fan, I would shut it down immediately. I have a humiliation kink, but that's taking it too far. Bear down.
Really funny to just be like, fuck no, you're
that's
not
where
fucking
I draw
a
the
Packers
line.
Fan.
25 years I've been waiting for you to fuck another man. But I found out that you're a Packers fan.
Comes over in a Packers jersey and he's like, no. Out
oh,
of my house.
This ain't happening.
Get him out. Well, just fuck him a little bit and then make him leave.
Make him take that jersey off. Oh.
Now, this is an interesting twist here because I didn't even consider this at all. I support Manchester City. Bull supports Man United.
Ooh.
Wait, sorry. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
I support Manchester City. Bull supports Man United. She wears a Man United jersey when he comes over.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Also, very logical kind of layout there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. There's no rules. There's no fucking game. You just sit there and you're angrily pounding your semi-erect penis.
He's got the city's better team.
You go. I mean, I don't know. Is that true?
I don't know.
I think Man U
used
like
to be good, but they're not good anymore. They've been
like
bad
the best
for a while.
Team or whatever.
I don't
know
anything about that.
Sorry,
football.
Not a soccer guy.
It's not for us.
Yeah. Not a football guy.
No. Hey, if a guy came over to fuck your wife and he was wearing a jersey showing that he supported the same team as you, it'd maybe feel like you'd been scammed. We talk about scams in Scam Watch.
Warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
Did you just get handed
Problem
your then? Dinner and a glass of water?
Yeah, I went for a big
What's
hike
for
today.
Dinner?
It's very important to rehydrate. And it's very important to... Sorry, Lucy, before I answer that question. It's very important... to restore
Lucy, if you could just shut up for 1 second.
You want a meal with protein, with carbohydrates. And then also all put together with a delicious flavor that kind of
is it bolognese?
Restores its bolognese.
So this
it's
is
always bolognese.
You're usually having the bolognese solo because Caitlin's usually not at home with the kids on a Wednesday.
Usually I do this.
but you're bolognesing and computering together.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that's good. Cute. Like sometimes you don't want to
parallel play.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, sometimes you don't both have to be doing the same thing.
Okay. See, now he's just like starting to talk softer and he's petering out because she's sitting next to him and he's feeling self-conscious about saying sex stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
I do know. I do know that for a fact.
Yeah.
This comes to us from Parade Magazine. Soap star falls for shocking scam involving Amy Poehler's podcast.
Uh-huh.
Soap opera star Kate Mancey was scammed into thinking she'd been asked to be a guest on comedian Amy Poehler's podcast, and she recently gave more details about the incident and how it all went down.
But how does this involve, like... So the first thing you need to know about Amy Poehler's podcast is there's a $25,000 entry fee. You got to pay the big dollars.
There has to be some monetary aspect to this.
I see, like, reels of it. It's got, like, big celebrities on it, right?
This is, like, one of those...
Yeah. From Parks and Rec stuff?
It's not... I have no reason to hate this at all. I like Amy Poehler. I think she's very funny. There's just a certain amount of, like, cultural saturation for things where if I start seeing it too much... This is what happened with Pedro Pascal. Everyone's like, oh, I fucking love that guy. But now
he's in every movie.
He's on Hot Wings. He's on everything. Yeah. He's on that Subway thing.
He's bisexual.
Oh, he's bisexual.
I don't know that.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
We don't need to talk about Pedro Pascal's sexuality.
I'd like to think he is.
I'd like to believe that everyone is. That's just one of my ways that I operate in the world. Like, you know, just you start seeing it everywhere. And, like, I get little clips on my various apps, and it's
this is always in my feed. It's like, it's absolutely just, yeah.
And it's insider showbiz stuff, but it's relatable at the same time. Yes, we were on one of the world's most watched TV shows, but we had some casual laughs, you know, and you're like, oh, fuck, shut up. Podcasting is meant to be non-professional comedians.
Yeah.
I would love to understand people like that listen to celebrity podcasts. Like, This just isn't something I would ever do. I don't know.
We listen sometimes on road trips. We'll listen to Smartless, which is the Jason Bateman,
yeah.
Will
Arnett.
And Sean Hayes. Yeah, thank you so much, Theo. It's fine.
On the pulse.
But listening to celebrities talk about their lives, if it's the right celebrity and it's someone you already like and they're talking where they're like, I had Bob over for dinner the other night, Bob De Niro. And you're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Oh. But then others, you hear them doing stuff being like, I was at an event, Charlie XCX was there. And you're like, get fucked. Fuck you. I hate you and your whole life.
Yeah.
You can't get a parasocial relationship when you're listening to like the celebrity podcast.
You need, no. I think it's part of the... terroir that like podcasters should be just like sad losers.
Almost had it.
Yeah. They should be
just
like
lumpy, kind of not funny people that aren't particularly interesting.
I agree.
Where you're like, this person isn't far above my station.
Yeah. So, and you're just sort of like studying them like you might like a zoo exhibit or something, like a try to work out what exactly is wrong with them. It turns out like there's a lot wrong, like physically,
and the compulsion
mentally.
The podcast is part
sexually.
Of that problem.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very, there's also, when you know that someone has someone that like is actively managing their image and that they are actors and can act and also know how like, how to write comedy, that when they're talking about their own life, they're being very judicious about it in a way where I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in it. I feel like I'm listening to a polished version of you.
Exactly. Be real. Talk about wolf cocks. Talk about jizz.
Talk about jizz more, Amy Poehler. That's what I'm saying.
Don't be so like, you've got jizz in your life, all right?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. We all do.
We all do.
But some people don't.
No, that's true.
Mm. Yeah. Sad.
But you have something like a jizz analog in your life.
Yeah.
We're speaking metaphorically. In a way, we all have jizz in our lives. You should feel comfortable talking about that. You shouldn't have like some agent breathing down your neck being like, stop talking about jizz. it's not going to be good for Disney Plus if you talk about jizz.
It's going to be bad for Tubi. It's going to be bad for Mubi if you talk about the jizz.
You can't talk about how you've got a shower to get rid of the jizz that's on you. Okay? That's going to be really bad for Bluebo. All right? Well, guess what? We don't have Bluebo. Cold water first. We've said it before and we'll say it again. Cold water rinse.
Cold water rinse.
Do that until most of the stuff is gone, and then you want to go hot water and soap and just do a regular shower.
Don't get in the hot shower.
Make sure to urinate. Yes. You're going to want...
I think everyone knows that one. We don't have to tell people that. And even if you're cozy, don't be like, you know what, I'll just fall asleep. No.
Don't fall asleep. You need to go do a wee.
Just go do a little piss.
A UTI is awful.
You know what? Go up and piss and then have a little glass of water. That's just good practice. Have a glass of water before bedtime. Quote, I just logged onto my pre-interview call with Amy Poehler for her podcast, who had reached out to me this week on my birthday, and so they wanted to have me on as a guest, Mansi said in a TikTok video posted to her account on Tuesday, September 23rd. I was so excited and couldn't believe Amy Poehler wanted to talk to me. I figured she might have been a General Hospital fan.
This woman's on General Hospital in Days of Our Lives.
Look, soap star. I don't know nothing from nothing.
I guess that's a celebrity to some people.
Yes, but I don't. I just, you got to look at like the names on the episodes of the Amy Poehler,
Good Hang.
Well, look at those names and be like, I don't. I'm sorry,
It's quite funny to imagine the scammer like selection process though.
That makes me feel genuinely sad.
We need a celebrity who is famous enough that they've got some cash, and it's believable that they would go on the show, but also not famous enough to already know Amy Poehler or know someone who knows Amy 100%. Poehler. And also we need to be able to get a hold of their agent, and like they need to be like willing to go on this stuff as well. So
contactable, but also like not not powerful, not in a position where they could easily suss this out or push back against it.
We want someone back channel-less.
Yeah. Someone with no connections, like with like TV connections, just, you know. Mansi, who is known for her roles on both Days of Our Lives and General Hospital, went on to admit that it was, quote, so embarrassing that she had to make the video because when she logged on, she realized it was definitely a scam. I am heartbroken, Mansi continued. So if anyone gets an email from a Jake at Amy Poehler's Good Hang production company asking to be interviewed, do not respond. I'm probably going to have a good cry after this.
It'd be so good if that's like her actual producer's name.
Well, that'd be an easy find as
do
well, right?
Do not respond to Jake.
Yeah, and then all these people get emails from the real Jake.
It's pretty brutal.
Heard your very funny Australian
that's
podcast.
Rough. Yeah.
Like if you were...
be a good fit.
Hey, Kate, come on Bunta Vista.
We would love to have you on.
We'll have you.
I don't know if we'll... You'll probably want to leave.
I don't know if that really vibe.
Easily within the first 20 minutes. I don't know. Maybe you're comfortable talking about jizz. I don't know what the vibe at General Hospital is. I actually, this is a weirdly synchronicity. Two news stories that related to General Hospital came up on my, and scams came up on my thing today. But it was that it was a woman somewhere in America who had given like $100,000 to someone pretending to be one of the actors from General Hospital.
Oh, I love a celebrity scam. We were talking about the Brad Pitt one in the Discord earlier.
Fucking God.
I love the idea that you'd get a DM from Brad Pitt and he's like, I need money, please, to make a movie.
So this one in particular, the Brad Pitt one. So this is a French woman, I think, living in England that sent fake Brad Pitt £700,000. And the way it started was that someone pretended to be Brad Pitt's mum messaged her and then hooked them up, being like, I think you'd be like a good pair. And then Brad Pitt's like, oh my God, all my money is tied up in my divorce from 9 years ago and I have kidney cancer. And was just sending these like horribly photoshopped pictures of him in a hospital bed. There's one where it's just like him smiling in a hospital bed with, what did it say underneath? Was it just, I love you, my wife?
I love you, my wife. It's so funny. I've saved these to my phone.
I'm sending those to friends daily.
I would love to have that confidence.
I haven't gotten any from you yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's hitting on me. Like, I would love that confidence in myself.
One of the, you know, one of the people, you know, say you're like a 20-year-old girl or maybe a 19-year-old girl. Someone's got to be the lucky lady that Brad Pitt hits on. If not that, then definitely Leo.
Yeah. Does Brad Pitt have a past of dating women way younger than him?
I don't know. I'm ready to say he did.
Yeah, fuck him. Let's throw him under the bus.
Yeah,
I love him as an actor, though. Love him
great
as an actor.
Great actor. Bad person. Great bad person. Actor.
Evil, yeah. Probably.
Isn't
love
that so
him.
Always the case? Sean Penn, fantastic in One Battle After Another.
But oh, up amazing. Evil, horrible evil guy, person. Though, turns out. Yeah. Such a good performance.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you have to... Great movie. It could have cast like two guys that weren't complete scumbags.
Mm.
That would have been nice. I don't want to sound like a, you know, it would be nice to have like an unconflicted kind of, I don't want to be challenged when I'm watching a movie is kind of what I'm saying. I just want to watch it, look at the cast.
I just want to watch
it. Well, my friends are here.
My friends are here.
My friends are here. My friend Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro.
Oh,
he's an ally.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Love that Benicio Del Toro.
He's had a couple of beers. He's had a little small drive.
Just a few small beers.
A few small beers.
Go see One Battle After Another.
Picture.
Go see the new PTA.
What a movie of cinema.
Oh, the new PTA.
Come on. Forget about it.
You like Kino, you're going to like this.
Why did people start saying that? Not an attack on you. It's just something that I feel like I saw online and
is
I'm like, why
phrase?
Are we saying this? That's pure Kino.
It's pure
What's
Kino,
that?
Baby.
Like cinema?
Kinema. It's like cinema.
Like cinema?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the moving image, I believe.
Oh, like kinetic. Cinema. Yeah, are they from the same root?
Yes, I have kinesthesia. I can feel it when I'm moving. The daytime actress thanked the team that did her hair and makeup for her appearance, as well as thanking those who helped her figure out her schedule. That's grim. You had a hair and makeup team do you up for the podcast. Now, crucially as well, from the clips that I have seen,
what are, like,
they're,
no
recorded
makeup?
They're recorded in the same room.
Yeah.
It's not a by distance.
Well, this is the pre-interval. She wants to be kind of make
she
sure.
She had a hair and makeup team do it for the pre-interview?
For pre-interview, yeah.
A pre-interview?
Yeah, and you can still get scammed from the pre-interview.
What is the scam? What's the fucking scam?
Like, someone you know did this to you. This isn't a scam. It's a prank.
Well, unless, like, because you would never believe that Amy Poehler charged an appearance fee for the podcast. Mm. It's got to be a prank. One of your friends just decided to absolutely...
Someone hates you. Like, someone hates you.
Do you have, like, a circle of women in your lives who you've known in your life that you've known for, like a decade?
Yeah, and they
kind
of
And you do everything with them, but you kind of... You all fucking hate each other?
Yeah. Do you have one bitch that's like always complimenting you? She's always saying how good you look, how beautiful and amazing you are.
First
person
to notice when you've made a small change.
She's a snake. She is a snake.
Yes. Cut her out.
Cut her out.
Yeah.
Rapture comes. She's going to be slithering on her belly like a snake.
That's right.
Next time you walk into a room with your group of girls, first person who points out like a little difference in your look. Oh, you've done your hair differently.
Oh, your hair looks amazing. Snake.
Delete her fucking number. Delete, block her on everything. Start planning stories about her in the media. Her business uses illegal labor practices. She's anti-union. Get her out of LA. Run her out of LA. Yeah.
Get her.
She's going to have to restart her life in Sedona. But good fucking riddance, because her energy is just...
Oh, it's toxic. It's so toxic.
I would never use this word lightly. It's genuinely evil. Like, she's fucked. Mm. She's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucked in the head. And she did this to you.
Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Jake from Amy Poehler's production company. We love your vibe. We'd love to have you on the show so much. She's trying to ruin your fucking life. And she wants
to
fuck your man. Yeah. She's trying to steal your man.
She's trying to steal your man. Oh, you guys are so cute together, Snake.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you guys. You're actually like my dream couple, Snake.
Goals, Snake.
Relationship goals, Snake. She's a fucking snake, dude. Yeah.
Start screaming at your husband. For sleeping with her.
Just like track his eyes whenever she's in the room.
Yeah.
He's looking down. He's watching something that's slithering on the ground. It's a snake.
Pluck his eyes out of his head.
don't trust anyone in your life.
And if you can't find anything on his phone, it's because he's deleting the messages.
Oh, he's deleting it.
He's got a burner.
He's got a burner phone. Phones are cheap. Easy to come across. Burner phone.
What else is he hiding from you?
Honestly suspicious that like he doesn't have Tinder on his phone because it means he deleted it.
You don't find anything on his phone, like not even like you look at his Instagram algorithm, it's like nothing. It's like woodworking videos. Okay. Does that mean you have another account or you're looking at her?
Yeah.
You look at and you open up his Chrome and it's just like six tabs, best cake recipe for wife birthday.
Yeah. How to please wife best with thoughtful gift.
Fucking suspicious.
It's because he's doing everything in incognito.
Incognito. He's control shift N every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Put a tracker on that thing.
So what's that shortcut again?
Sorry, I'm just going to try that one.
Control shift N?
Yeah, how about that? Wow, Lucy, you have a problem.
Oh, it's control shift N, obviously. It's
just kind of muscle memory.
Yeah, interesting. Just the moment you feel like you have 3 spare minutes. Well. Mancy Orwin also went into detail about how authentic the email requesting for the interview looked by using the correct logos that Polly uses for her brand. She added that even her publicist and team were fooled into thinking the request was authentic.
So specific.
Yeah, targeted. Doesn't it feel targeted? Quote, we had some questions, obviously, which is why we asked for a pre-call, Mancy explained. It was astonishing. None of us saw this coming. This is so strange. Pola has not publicly commented on the scam or the impersonation of her production company. Impersonation scams like this have circulated in the entertainment industry before, targeting actors, musicians, and influencers. For now, Mancy hopes that by speaking out, others in the entertainment industry will be on the alert for similar schemes.
What happened?
What was taken from you?
Like this is a prank. Someone pulled a prank on you. There's no scam.
Like if you don't.
Also, you couldn't waterboard this out of me. Why did you tell everybody about this?
Oh, and also, it doesn't apply to me in one bit because
this is why
I wasn't in General Hospital.
Never.
I wasn't
tell
in the pit.
Anyone anything exciting that's going to happen to you until it's happened.
I wasn't even in.
Yes.
Water dogs.
Yeah. Like we've not been scammed as a podcast, but we've had a bunch of times where we had a guest lined up that I was super excited about. And like we'd have like a couple of conversations back and forth and then like the day would come and we would get ghosted because they're busy celebs or whatever. But I've now gotten in the habit of never tell anyone. Doesn't matter how excited you are. Just you can, you know, once you've recorded, be like, oh, we actually got, you know.
Don't tell anyone.
Big guest coming up. Yeah.
I'm not sharing about those DMs I'm having with Diego Luna. You know, that's private.
Yeah. I'll never tell anyone about like the late night Skype calls that you're having with Diego Luna.
Mm. Where he won't put his camera on.
He is using text-to-speech, which I find very strange, but he says it's just easier for him with
English.
He loves
the podcast. He's going to visit me soon. He needs money to make new Andor season.
It's really interesting to see what happens to his character in season 3, just based on what I know. Oh, hey, maybe eventually you will end up having that romantic dinner with Diego Luna. And perhaps during that you might peruse a menu. We talk about menus on Looks Like Menus Back on the Menu.
Looks Like Menu Back on the Menu, boys.
This comes to us from the Grocerant Guru. Papa John's Puppet Dipper leverages handheld innovation, customization, and flavor play to win market share.
Don't say
Papa Dipper?
Papa Dipper Flavor Play.
Papa John's is doing crazy stuff with pizza technology. They've got crazy sides. I can't remember. There was another one that had a stupid name.
Are you keeping track of this?
The Papadilla. Papadilla.
Papadilla.
They had like a quesadilla, like a pizza quesadilla called a Papadilla.
I mean, that's kind of natural, the pizza quesadilla.
It makes sense, yeah.
It lends itself to that, yeah. In a marketplace where menu innovation and customer interactivity increasingly drive traffic, Papa John's is doubling down on one of the fastest growing food service trends. Handheld, customizable eating occasions, according to Stephen Johnson, grocer and guru at Tacoma WA-based food service solutions.
Is he just introducing himself to the stage?
Yeah, every time. He does
give
this
it up
every
for
single
Stephen
time.
Johnson.
He talks about himself, yeah. Stephen Johnson. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Guru? Yeah.
Sometimes if you're doing your own comedy show, you have to introduce
you
yourself
to introduce
the stage.
Yourself. That's true. Mm. I mean, look, no shade.
That's true.
But
I just walk on and I say hello.
Yeah.
That's my method.
Yeah,
that's
and
my
you're
go-to.
So nervous beforehand. It's so cute.
That's not nervousness. I'm just getting in the zone. I'll fucking kill you. With the launch of Papa Dipper, the brand's first ever pizza built exclusively for dipping, Papa John's is staking a claim in the growing territory where portability, personalization, and participatory dining converge.
Participatory dining.
Participatory dining.
You mean
I
you
feel
pick
like
up the piece of pizza?
In this
I have
meal.
Taken part in every dining experience I've ever been a part of.
I've always been a part of it. But I mean, that seems like we'd be talking about like a Benihana. Like a...
But even then, you're more of a spectator at Benihana. I guess you've got to catch the egg.
Yeah.
Maybe like a teppanyaki place where you've got to cook your own food.
No, but teppanyaki, they're cooking it for you and then you got to catch it.
What's the one what's the one where you cook your hot pot?
Like hot pot or like Korean barbecue?
Oh, like
I don't
Korean
think
barbecue.
Pizza is participatory.
Like I think it's participatory in the sense that you got to pick up the food and put it in your mouth.
In the sense that we're all participating in our own lives. Yeah,
yeah
I guess.
That's right.
So we have like personal agency.
How am I not participating in my own life?
Sometimes it's nice if you've got like some pizza and your partner's got some pizza, maybe like you could the pizza in your partner's mouth.
Now, at the very edge of the frame, I can see the back of Caitlin's head, so she's definitely still in the room. Consumers want food that moves with them, according to...
What are you saying?
I think eventually we're going to become immune to this. Maybe.
Every time.
My food often travels with me. Because of where
it's
it is.
It's in my hand.
Yeah.
It's
especially
either in my
after
hand
I've
or
eaten
my belly.
It.
Yeah.
Using my kinetic energy to move the pizza to my mouth.
What's food that doesn't move with you?
What's food?
Korean barbecue, I guess. You got to be where it is.
You got to go to Korean barbecue. But it comes with you when you leave.
That's true.
According to Technomic's 2025 Snacking Consumer Trend Report, 64% of US consumers say handheld foods fit best into their eating-on-the-go lifestyle, and 58% say shareability influences their food purchasing decisions. 64% say handheld foods fit best into their eating-on-the-go lifestyle?
That can't be. There cannot be. The methodology for this survey must be... busted, right? Like
yes.
You see
also,
that question and you're just
food.
Mashing whatever button
yeah.
to get through it, to get your Papa John's coupon.
But like what style of food better suits your eating on the go lifestyle? It's not handheld.
Then a handheld. You're like, no, yeah. I don't want a handheld food for on the go. I want like a meal, a sit down meal.
I want
to
hot
take
soup
with me.
In a bowl. No lid.
We should make that walking around with a big bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Oh, a big cauldron,
we should normalize
maybe?
That. We should yeah. normalize walking around with a big bowl of
mobile
soup.
Souping.
With a mobile soup. Yeah, like a cauldron pot.
Active souping. Yeah. You're busy. You're passive eating pasta at home? Knock that shit off. You should be active souping.
Hop off the trough.
You know what happens when you start active souping? You're moving. Your heart rate's picking up.
And you don't think
flowing.
It's going to happen, but dopamine, like all of the endorphin stuff
receptors.
Flowing.
Yeah, and you're meeting people. What are you
meeting
having?
People.
Broccoli and cheddar soup. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm having gazpacho.
Little handheld soup bowl. Imagine walking around with a little cup of soup in winter. A little broccoli and cheddar.
You're driving around? That thing's in your hand?
Driving around? Cup holder? You're it's car soup?
One long silly straw going to the cup holder that's got your soup in it? While you're sipping?
Minestrone. Should have got a different one. Not good
for the
straw.
You don't want one with chunks. Don't yeah. get a chunky soup. You want a blended soup for your car soup straw.
Plus, minestrone is sort of bad soup anyway.
It's
I
not
don't
a
know,
great
maybe.
Soup.
I think a great it's minestrone is so nice, but it
really?
Can, it's
okay.
just average otherwise.
I think most of my like my reference points for a minestrone, my mum making them in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's been like, this is a hodgepodge of flavors. At a very... developed palate as a
lot going on there. Yeah,
yeah. See, I think I would crack up if it was anything but tomato soup. I think I would kind of start screaming and throwing things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
Love a tomato soup.
Slamming the cupboard doors.
There was different a lump soup. In my tomato soup.
Different.
tomato soup, different. Papa Dipper delivers on that demand. Constructed with Papa John's signature six-ingredient dough, its firm edges and strip-like format transform pizza into a dipping-friendly, shareable centerpiece.
What are the other 36% of respondents doing with their on-the-go food needs?
There's loose rice in their hands.
There's got to be a better
one. Rice. Big meatball.
What do you mean you've transformed pizza into a dippable, shareable centerpiece?
It's just a pizza that's cut into long strips.
It's just strips. It's like soldiers.
It's almost just like the Chicago cut.
Or little Chicago beets.
Like a little, like not deep dish, but you know, when you, like in Chicago, you get your pizza in little squares. It's dippable.
Yeah. I think pizza, like America's.
What are you dipping it in? Ranch?
I'm pro this. I'm very pro the pizza,
I'm anti
pizza
this.
Dipper. Oh, yeah. Papa John's has got this.
And
like
I don't know enough
garlic,
to make up my mind.
Garlic oil dip.
The perfect
that's
podcast.
Vegan. It's so delicious.
So this is something I believe is not the ultimate symbol of American hedonism, but it is pretty fucking
it's
insane.
It's
yeah.
pretty up
to
there.
To have like an indulgent food like takeaway pizza and be like, oh, but once I get to the
ranch.
Crust, they're kind of bland. I should be able to dip this into some ranch. Are you
it's
fucking
really
serious?
Good. No, it's just, really good though.
I think you need that. I think you need that little bit of pizza crust at the end to calm down after
that's
the flavorful
right.
pizza.
It's the digestive
salt on the senses.
Yeah. I don't eat my pizza crust.
Jesus fuck! What do you mean?
I don't eat my pizza crust.
You're getting to the part where the toppings run out. You've been like, oh no,
that part's
putting
not
it back
me.
Down on the box.
Yeah,
there seems to be some sort of mistake. They didn't put the toppings all the way up to the edge.
This does explain the few times that while you were staying here, when we had pizzas, there were a couple of crusts in the box, and I'm thinking,
yeah,
well, the fuck's going on here?
Left in the planters.
8-year-old was eating pizza with us.
Oh, is there a child in my house?
It's still pizza crust.
Needs ranch.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what would really go well with this? Ranch. Hey, could you just ranch me up real quick? I have some pizza crusts left. That's the average American sentence.
Ranch me
some
up,
dry
brother.
Boys.
Ranch me up. My boys are dry.
God.
This is...
So
it's
glad
so...
someone else is getting bullied for a while.
Yeah. And what do you do that's stuff? Weird? Give us another one of your weird things.
I love a pizza.
Yeah. You
snout
like a traditional, beautiful pizza. That's
I like an
normal.
Italian thin base.
Yeah, I love a thin base.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice sweet tomato sauce. You got some formaggio on there.
Nope.
Fromage?
Fromage. I think that's French for ant, I'm pretty sure. This aligns perfectly with consumer preferences for formats that are both snackable and meal capable.
This guy's living on another planet.
Meal
this
capable is like... not, that doesn't mean anything.
We finally made pizza snackable and meal capable. You know what's great about pizza? You get to choose your own adventure in whether you're having a snack or a meal.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, for me, as an adult man, we're a two-person household. We buy two pizzas. I eat a whole pizza in one sitting. I basically just put the whole thing, transfer it to a plate. It's gone. 20 minutes. Mm. Maddie's not eating an entire pizza. Has some pizza left over for tomorrow. Smart.
You're snacking on that.
That's smart.
But it's the same meal.
It's the meal is the pizza for me. It's a one-to-one. One pizza, one meal. Bam.
Perfectly sized. And you're telling me this is a mistake? This just happened by chance that one pizza happens to feed you perfectly?
I think the food engineers
beautiful.
At Domino's figured out exactly how much needs to go into one pizza for one
They've
man.
They've done it. That's Domino's pizza is for one person.
I think
it used to be 12 inches, and then we got a little bit healthier. We got a little bit more health conscious. They brought it down to 11 inches.
Trump
perfect for my boy Ben.
Brand adjacent. Used to be 12 inches. It used to be a 12-inch pizza.
We used to be a great country.
No,
Domino's pizza.
The battleships not looking as good. Don't need to be ugly to be stealth. Did you see that one from his battleships don't need to be ugly to be stealth?
I didn't see that. Yeah. So true, though.
I love how a stealth warship looks. I reckon they look beautiful. One of the many things that I disagree with, you know what? I won't even call him President Trump because I don't recognize him.
Yes. I reckon a compromise after he's voted out, if there even are elections, is that he sort of put in a Potemkin village kind of deal where he still believes he's the president. He can go on TV. We can watch him and understand him as like one of the funniest people to be put on this planet without the whole baggage
impact. Yeah.
That he's running this country into the ground.
He thinks he's like getting executive orders passed, but he's really, he's just, we're watching the 20-minute videos he's done about the Oscars.
Yeah.
Talking about the movies that he doesn't like and celebs that he believes are no longer popular.
Everyone else in the administration so split in half with a barbarian axe.
If he was just on like TMZ.
Oh, it'd be so good.
On TMZ.
Can you imagine they cut to him and he's just like, Mahershala Ali, he doesn't have it anymore. No one's going to his parties.
Moonlight, so overrated, they didn't even want to give it the Oscar, folks.
I was talking to someone earlier today about Green Book, so it was kind of close to the surface.
That's very funny.
Such a great...
Imagine if he couldn't do any evil. Imagine.
He just had to be on TV.
Just talking shit about celebrities or just random topics. You just give him like a keyword and let him talk for half an hour.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal.
Not his real name, by the way. The dipping ritual is interactive by design, and that's what makes it powerful.
Sorry, I was literally just ordering Domino's, by the way. All this
pizza
talk.
Wow, it works. It works.
I was like, what if I had a pizza?
What if I just had one pizza
and two sides?
Jose Pedro Balmaceda Pascal. According to NPD Group, 71% of Gen Z and millennials report they are more engaged with foods they can customize or personalize.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of goes for everything, right?
Yeah, people want to feel like they're in control because we're not in control of the world around us. But if you can be in control of your Papa Dipper,
get me a Papa Dipper.
I'd like to customize my Papa Dipper.
Papa Dipper.
This is a very fine Papa Dipper. what did you say these were called? Papa Dipper?
A Papa Dipper?
Data also shows dipping isn't just a side note. It's a revenue driver. I thought dipping might just be a side note. I was actually worried.
Up until this point, I was operating under that as like, I thought like that was axiomatic. That dipping was a side note.
Yeah, I thought that as well about dipping. It turns out it's actually a revenue driver.
Yeah.
Oh. Data Essentials 2024 flavor report found that 56% of pizza buyers purchase at least one dipping sauce with their order.
That's fucked up. That can't be right. That's...
Yeah, I mean, no, you do.
Where's the grocer guru getting his
They're a nation
from?
Of dippers.
They're a
nation America's
dippers?
Fucked with, when you order a pizza, I don't know if you did this when you were there, Ben, like it's like one topping or two topping. They don't have like a Hawaiian pizza. It's like you can either pick like one topping, which is like ham.
Not even
or
in
two.
Hawaii?
It's like ham and pineapple. Not even in Hawaii. You can't get
do
the,
they have the Hawaiian
they can't,
pizza?
I think this is a fucked up way to order pizza.
I was getting like the major
chains. What about your classic Supreme?
No, I mean, some places they might. But at like Papa John's or Domino's, it's like you order it by the amount of toppings and then you pick your toppings. It's fucked up.
Crazy, dog.
It's fucked up.
Fucked up world out there.
43% say they're willing to pay more for premium sauces. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't settle for just like a basic... dipping sauce for your dippers.
You want at least pro level or above, I think. Hey, like when you're getting it.
You got a bunch of new friends coming around. Yeah. And entry you're like, levels, hey, I'm going to get us pizza, sauce. My shout. I'm not going to give you my Venmo or my Blippo or whatever. This is just my shout for you guys. I really have appreciated the work we've done together for the last year.
Yeah.
Got us some pizzas, got us some dippers. I know you love to dip. And then they sit there and they're all whispering to each other while you're getting napkins from the other room. They go, and they got basic dipping sauces. Yeah.
He didn't go the primo line. He didn't go the primo line.
I'm None seeing this a four-sauce flight. You can get the Papa Dipper with a four-sauce
dipper
flight.
Dipper Papa flight. Dipper with the dipper sauce flight?
Garlic sauce, garlic goddamn hot honey, creamy garlic pesto, roasted garlic parmesan.
Okay, parmesan. Interesting.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get the dipper flight with your bros.
Dipper flight.
Can you, like...
Oh, I can't decide. Should we just get a flight for the table?
Just get the flight of dippers.
Just get the flight of dippers.
Can you look up what was dip number three? Because I think I actually liked that one the best.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is, you know, for all we're making fun, you know, we're sort of laughing at this. But do you guys remember when, actually maybe Theo, your drinking habits are more healthy than ours, so maybe you still have this. But do you remember when you were young and like you didn't necessarily drink every day? And it was like Friday night and you bought a carton to hang out with your friends and you'd all drink the carton.
Yes.
You didn't just have booze at the house all the time. You specifically went to the cold part of the bottle shop, got a carton and you drink the carton and you'd watch Die Hard 2, you know?
Yeah. Like kind of underrated in the pantheon of Die Hards.
Still a great film.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how good it would feel? And this is being completely sincere. You've gone and you've gotten a slab of beers. You and like just a good friend that you have a lot to catch up on and chat about. You've got a dumb movie you're going to watch. You got pizza and a flight of dipping sauces. You it's know you're each going to drink 12 beers and then dip your slices. Premium dips.
Yeah.
Four different premium dips
Garlic,
in your flight.
Garlic, parmesan.
Sometimes you're going to dip in his sauce, and he's going to dip in your sauce. You can both try.
Your hands will touch.
Maybe
your hands
your
might touch over the dip.
Oh,
sorry.
Bit.
Sorry, I didn't realize. I guess we both just really like the garlic parmesan.
What if we tasted each other's dip?
Yeah.
It's the same time.
Sorry for double dipping. Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you got a little cheek there.
It doesn't bother me.
Let me wipe that off for you.
I'll try yours. You try mine.
What if we wouldn't be able to dip at the same time. Sometimes seeing somebody else dip actually makes me want to dip. So it actually does kind of work out at the same time.
You're both dipping and you touch?
little hand brush. You don't know if both feeling the same way about it. We don't need to
But
do
you
this.
Do know. We don't need to, but we do it because we love to. Garlic, spicy, and herb-forward flavors rank among the fastest-growing dipping profiles.
You don't have to track this, dude. You can do something else. You don't
There's
have
so
to
much
track
data
tracking
out there, dude.
Dipping track profiles.
Dipping profiles. You don't have to convince yourself also that these are like statistical importances as well.
I mean,
I
a
think.
Marketing like, company paid a zillion dollars for this. Like this stuff is real. Like
I don't think he got paid
so
though.
Much
I think
money
he's doing
it.
This for the love of it. He's got a newsletter.
He just loves it.
He's on Substack. He's trying to move away, but it's
Steven
it's expensive
Johnson
to move
Substack.
Away. Yeah.
This is 95% of whatever the economy is this. That's where all the money's going.
Yeah. To researching what source
dipping
for the
profiles
Papa John's
are up.
Dipping profiles, which dipping profiles are up.
I just think you've got to get back to basics.
Yeah. You pay a guy for lumber and then you use the lumber to build a house.
That's right.
Why isn't the economy just that? Why isn't it just lumber and building a house with it?
And
just
if
lumber.
You need to build more houses, build
lumber,
a sawmill.
Gold, oil.
Yes.
The sawmill's going to chop the wood for you.
Okay, then you got to have the metal guy and then a machinist to build it. And then you got a guy that maintains the mill. All right, so we'll bring those into the economy.
Yeah, you got to send your geologists out to tap on the ground.
Oh, fuck,
when they find something,
well,
they go,
shit.
Yippee!
Okay, need the miners for the metal as well. And then you got probably people that will need to...
You need to smelt that metal. Like, a lot of people think you could just use the metal straight out of the ground, and that's quite... I mean, it took us a long time to work that out.
Right,
humanity,
then if you're gonna,
I mean.
you're going to sort of try to need all these different industries in the one place. It means you'll probably need the people to provide like the food and the housing. So you're probably going to have to pay cooks and hoteliers. And I guess if
eventually it's going to be someone's job to just kind of like think about all this shit instead of doing the like.
Or someone whose job is the meta of these things is to look at it in the abstract. True.
To like, manage it.
Yeah, and then we should kill that person to make sure that idea doesn't spread.
Then we're going to need some podcasters.
Yes, first.
We'll definitely before the podcasters. Sawmill.
Yeah. Bread, circuses, and podcasts.
I think we're the fucking...
I think it's sustenance. Ethan Hawke said it in that video, you know?
I think you were thinking bread and roses, not bread and circuses. Bread is the circuses keeping a population pacified. Bread and roses is the things that people need to thrive.
Yeah. I was thinking of the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone gets too worked up. Everyone's too loud.
We are the circus, brother. Yeah. Hey, mister, we are the circus. We're at like halfway through this article. I knew this was a mistake. Papa John's
hammer at home.
Garlic forward sauces are tailor-made for that demand. Roasted garlic... Oh, you've already looked this up. Great, we can skip it.
Sorry.
No, that's perfect. The combination makes Papa Dipper more than a product. It becomes an experience platform where every bite is a customizable choice.
So it's not a product. It's not even an experience. An experience platform. Don't make this into... Don't make pizza into like enterprise architecture.
Life is a fucking experience platform, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, guess what? It's totally HD.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. We're out here in Infinity K. I don't know enough about how the eyes work to know if that's true. The US pizza market is dominated by three players. Domino's with a 33% share, Pizza Hut 24% share, and Papa John's 16% share, with the remainder split among regional and independent operators.
Pizza Hut really, really slaying in the US.
Yeah, interesting, because over here I would say... It's anecdotally, like Domino's is king.
Yeah, Domino's is king by far.
Interesting. Pizza Hut has kind of lost it.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut's chopped.
But the meta's in Pizza Hut no longer has it. Look at their buildings.
They used to have the cool roofs. They don't have the cool roofs anymore. I'm sorry, it's not a good Trump. I don't have one.
That's
a lot
not
of
bad.
People have one.
It isn't
right.
bad.
No, it's not great.
I haven't got one.
No, me either.
We should practice. I think a lot of podcasters that have characters they do like practice it when they're in the car by themselves or whatever. They do voices and stuff.
Yeah.
We should start doing that. And then we'll fight each other to do our impressions over the tops of each other.
Oh, like jump over the top of each other. Like,
I've got it. Here we go. 78% of consumers say customization builds long-term loyalty. While Domino's and Pizza Hut continue to compete on price and delivery efficiency, Papa John's is carving out brand equity by letting consumers actively participate in shaping their eating experience.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
You're dipping.
It's not a new concept.
You're talking about dipping?
Chicken nuggets? You're not customizing your McDonald's experience.
They got brand loyalty because their hand is making an extra stop on the way to their mouth.
Yeah, but it's of their choice, or at least they believe it is.
Well, yeah, it's the illusion of choice.
Manufactured consent. Yeah, you can choose whatever sauce you like, as long as it's one of the four sauces they have.
Yeah. And guess what? They're all made by Papa John's.
It's mostly garlic powder, onion powder, MSG. Papa John's isn't just leaning on domestic growth. The chain has also opened over 200 international units in the past 18 months, with strong expansion in the UK, Middle East, and South Korea. International revenue now accounts for roughly 25% of Papa John's total system sales, and handheld-friendly, customizable products like Papa Dipper are well-suited to global markets. In Europe, handheld foods dominate snacking culture, with street food-style formats driving quick-service innovation. Yeah, you know, Europeans, they're ready to dip. Their culture already sort of is dip-based, so they're already there. Tapenades, things of that nature.
Cob loaf.
European?
Oh, an Italian cob loaf?
Do other countries have, like, artichoke cob loaf dips? Did we invent that? We kind of invented that.
I don't think we invented artichoke dips.
Fuck, okay, probably not. In the Middle East, dipping and sauce-driven eating rituals are already embedded in local cuisine, making Papa Dipper an easy cultural fit.
Pardon?
What do you mean?
The Riyadh Papa John's? Like, what?
You're saying that the fine people of the Middle East have already sort of, they've been around a dipping lifestyle enough that they'll see Papa Dipper and be like,
the Papa Dipper? Be like, you dip yes.
Like we dip. Papa John. At $13.99 nationwide, Papa Dipper may look like a simple limited time offer. But for Papa John's, it's a strategic innovation that reinforces the brand's edge in customization and consumer engagement. By leaning into handheld design, garlic-forward sauces, and participatory
Stop saying garlic-forward sauces.
Garlic-forward sauce. It's garlic.
Garlic makes itself forward in a sauce, in anything. That's kind of one of the properties of garlic.
Yeah, it kind of takes up space.
Papa John's is positioning itself as the most interactive player in the pizza segment.
I don't think picking a dipping sauce is interactive.
I don't think it's more interactive than eating regular style.
You just cut the pizza into a rectangle.
I'll fucking kill you, Stephen Johnson.
Kill you, Stephen Johnson. This is one of the worst. This is one of the worst ones.
Where you live, Tacoma, Washington, I'll find you. I'm coming to Tacoma, and hell's coming with me, Stephen Johnson.
I'll kill you.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us. Just to reiterate, if you are in the cuck lifestyle, I genuinely want to know how it works for you, what your relationship is with your bull. Maybe you're the bull. Something tells me if you're listening to this show, you're not the bull.
You're not the bull. You're probably the cuck.
I just feel that you aren't, you know. Like you,
if
know,
you are,
you know,
that's fantastic too. I'd love to. But
if anything, I want to hear from bulls more. That's actually way more interesting to me. I actually think of cucks as being kind
of. And I kind of like their confidence as well.
Mm. Yeah, really.
It's a bit more easygoing to kind of like be around.
I totally just prefer a bull.
I would love.
I'm far more interested in a bull.
I'd way more prefer to spend time with a bull than I would a cuck, personally.
Yeah.
If anything, I would like to have like a nice lunch with a bull while a cuck is.
I mean, the
couple of tables over watching.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed any food. Thanks for listening. If you like this and you want more of it, oh boy, not going to happen. Thank you for subscribing.
Run dry.
Yeah. We'll talk to you on the free episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.